the play itself isn't new. It's been since 2019, but in English and in Israel, it's going to be on the 1st of May, just before Yom HaShoah. Mm-hmm. It's a play. It's a monodrama that's been going around, been translated to 9 languages. I wrote it together with a book author, Yaakov Buchan. Yaakov Buchan was born in Austria in a camp just after the war, after his parents had been freed, but they weren't yet, they didn't have a home, they didn't have a family, they didn't have anything. His mother had survived because she was chosen to be Mengele's secretary and translator.
Goodness.
So for 4 years she was, that's what she did. She didn't want to get pregnant when she was in the camp. There was a British doctor there that kind of postponed. She asked for an abortion. He postponed it until it was too late to have an abortion. That's the story he grew up on.
Wow.
Until it was too late to give up on you. So he grew up, as he calls it, a transparent child. That's what he says, that the second generation, many of them are transparent children or like the sponge to the pain of their parents, born into a world like with no right of their own or needs of their own. They always need to put their parents before them. And he wanted to do this play about second generation, about the experience of second generation. So that's why he came to me. And I met him for like a year every week, hearing more and more, and also reading his books, because some of the pieces are taken from his books.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, we came to the conclusion that it's, you know, it's the invisible wounds. It's the invisible wounds of the people who've been born in the shadows of the Holocaust, mm-hmm. the second generation, sometimes it's the third generation. In fact, when we were doing rehearsals, Hannah Vazana is the director of this piece. When we were doing rehearsals for Whistle, I was actually writing a play for the Czech Republic called Jewish Enough for Hitler. And I was interviewing second and third generation there. Some of them didn't even know that they were Jewish until they were adults.
Wow.
And it seems, though, that the experience goes through generations, even if you don't know the story, even if you haven't heard the stories. It goes through, Jakob Buchan calls it like a second blood system.
Wow.
Second blood system. Because many psychologists and psychoanalysts speak about the way that, you know, trauma goes. It's intergenerational.
The second generation. Let me ask you a question about the play. You said it's a monodrama. Does this mean like it's a one-man show?
In this case, a one-woman show, yes.
One-woman show, okay.
It's a one-woman show. It's about a woman who was born to two Holocaust survivors. Her mother was Mengele's secretary. And she kind of goes through life, but only in midlife, like age 45, she suddenly realizes that she's never really been loved, and she's never really loved as she dreams of loving. She did get married. She got married to a professor who was like 20 years her senior. And so it all begins because a stranger came into her life. He's a gardener, but, you know, one day he roamed into her garden, picked a peach off the tree. And she says, who are you? Who gave you permission to come in here and steal my fruit? And she begins to fall in love with this guy who comes in once a week. She wants for the first time in her life to really love as she dreams she can. But for this, she needs to kind of face her ghosts, face her mother, face her, you know, just to get rid of all the things that are blocking her from this.
Well, don't give us any spoiler or anything, but how long is the play?
An hour.
Mm-hmm.
An hour. It's won many international prizes, by the way. Mm. And it's in a nutshell, it's, you know, from the moment she asks her husband if he's okay with it, if she has someone else, until she actually manages to leave the door.
Oh.
But when we go through that, I do all the parts as in monodramas, but, you know, her and her mother are the most present.
Fascinating. And you decided to put this in English because why?
because I do it in English abroad, and many people in Israel, there are many English speakers who often ask me, but wait, but we saw some pieces in English, and why don't you do it in English here in Israel? So I've decided to perform at the Camry Theatre. Mm-hmm. And so there will be, on the 1st of May, just a few days before Yom HaShoah, there will be an English play and a Hebrew play.
Excellent.
At 7 p.m., the English one.
I want to go on to something else now. Tell me a little bit about the Harem and Netflix.
Yeah, that's from yesterday, or the 1st of April, although it wasn't a joke. Harem is a TV series that I am one of the creators and the writers. I actually began this together with my good friend Anat Barzilai. Later on, like a year before, it took us like 5 years of studying the cults. Like 5 years into the process, we were joined with another creator who was also one of the two directors.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, this was fascinating. A woman who had been for 12 years in the cult of Goel Ratzon, she's the one that came to us and wanted us to make a play out of this. And as we went deeper and deeper into the material, we realized this is much bigger than a play, that it's, you know, maybe a film. And then, no, it's a TV series. You know, as we were going through it, it was just never-ending, the stories.
This is about the Goel Ratzon cult?
Yes.
Okay. Just a few sentences for our listeners. What is this about?
Goel Ratzon lived in Tel Aviv with over 20 wives and over 80 children. We know of 89 children, but there probably are more. And he himself, I always say, how come, the question that we went with is, how come women and girls from good homes, intelligent, who have, you know, their own free will, how of their own free will did they choose to go into a place where someone took all their freedom away from them?
Wow.
How could this be? And, you know, as it is with many cults, Goel Ratzon, he knew, first of all, how to find their cracks, find their traumas. He was very good at that. And then he would kind of sell them their freedom for the price of their freedom. But they didn't realize that was the price until it was too late. So it's like you hear, maybe I come from a very religious family. So we hear sometimes cults and extreme religion are very much alike, because, you know, they say, you know, what's freedom? What's freedom? Is freedom, you know, doing what you want, buying what you want, traveling where you want? Or is freedom of the mind? Let's free you of money and free you of you know, of meaningless, boring lives. We'll free you, really. We'll bring you to the core of your existence, to the real reason that you are in this world. We'll free you of toxic relationships. So it's kind of, that's the catch-22 in all cults, is how Goel Ratzon managed to convince women. Our cult leader is called Shabtai.
Okay.
Yes, because of Shabtai Tzvi.
Hadar, your series was sold to Netflix?
Yes.
So what does that mean? It's going to be made
in 2018, and mm-hmm. it was sold to Netflix. I found out only when I saw the first advertisement on the on the internet.
Well, so what does that mean? Like, for they're going to translate it and make it into a different venue, or what?
No. It's going to be on Netflix. You can see it now on Netflix with English subtitles.
Okay.
I also act in the series. The social worker, who is also secretly one of his women.
Wow.
Kind of psycho killer character. Small character, but, you know, I used my British facade for this character.
So if someone wants to see this, they have to go to Netflix, and it's going to have English subtitles.
Yes, it's on Netflix since yesterday, and it's and it has English subtitles. I will say that at these times, when we're seeing so much horror of people who were captivated, not of their own free will, and are not with some, some cult leader, but are in the hands of monsters and terrorists, I must say, as I do in every interview I have for anywhere, we need to do the utmost we can to get the women and men out of Gaza.
Absolutely. Hadar Galron, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.